Star FM with Chris and Brady for breakfast.
A big weekend for Justin Bieber as well. He's been performing. He's on a tour. I think he's supported by Carly Rae Jepsen.
That's right, yeah. Correct.
But he's had an incident on stage and basically has had to stop.
Yeah, you got to feel sorry for the Biebs who lost his lunch, you could say, not once but twice during a performance over in Arizona recently.
Now, I read this. Was this the one performance? Like, it happened twice in the performance?
In the one show. Now, the first incident occurred when he was performing the song Out of Town Girl. Now, if you see the video of this, he's running all over the stage, up and down stairs from the left side of the stage to the right side of the stage, and then down like a little catwalk to where everyone
corridor
is waiting
thing, yeah,
in the mosh pit
yeah.
and all that. He's got back down to sort of where the steps lead to the main part of the stage and turned around mid-song and just hurled his guts up right there on stage in front of everyone.
What was the second time then?
The second time was a little bit later on, once again performing a little bit quick, running across from side the stage, only this time he decided it'd be a good idea to run off stage and not hell in front of everyone.
Okay, all right.
And it's one of those things, like, he had to stop the show for several minutes and came back on stage and apologised to everyone.
But what was he blaming it on? Wasn't it milk?
That's right. Later on, he got on Twitter and apologised to everyone, saying milk was a bad choice. So I don't know what he's doing backstage or how many glasses of milk he had, but blaming it on milk?
What a heavy rocker. So it must have been that glass of milk I had before
right.
I got on stage.
The big bit of chocolate milk that mum gave him.
That's not the right place
it's
for it.
It's one of the worst places to actually have a bit of a hurl. Have you ever had a bit of a hurl in an awkward place?
Actually, I read a great one the other day. A friend of mine from school posted on Facebook about how his 4-year-old son, not a good car traveller.
Gets a bit car sick.
And they just hopped in the car, literally didn't make it 2Ks out, and his son started complaining that, you know, he wasn't feeling well.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Before he had a chance to, you know, pull over to the side of the road, because he's, you know, you've got to find that stretch, you've got to find that
right,
patch
right
where
spot.
You can pull over out of the way of traffic so no one has an accident. Before he could find it, it's within sight, it's like only 10 metres away, he's indicating his son then hurls... He's sitting behind him, hurls forward, like, you know...
I'm picturing,
you know, what's that movie?
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist, that style of thing happening, and goes through the back of the driver's side seat.
Oh, no!
And it goes all down his back. It goes all down his back. It's on the back of his head as well.
So through that little hole where the headrest is and the seat meets.
If you can imagine it going around with the headrest and through the gap and then down the back.
Because that's the worst thing. I mean, you have to cancel your trip right then and there, go get cleaned up, go home,
you know,
and clean it out of the car.
Literally turned back around, went home, went,
we'll go another day.
And we'll get the second car. 13, 12, 16. Hey, I know it's early. Let's do this. Let's get it out of the way. Where have you hurled?
Accidentally, out in public or even at a friend's house, you know, when you didn't mean to do it. It could have even been pregnant as well, because pregnant women do spew at the most random times.
Yeah, that's true. 13, 12, 16. Where have you hurled this morning? Tiffany joins us. Now, Tiffany, tell us what happened to you.
I did in year one in front of all my classmates in the classroom.
Were you feeling a little bit ill that day, or?
Yeah, teacher, I had to go to the bathroom, but she wouldn't let me, and I just went everywhere.
Now, were you standing up the front of the class, or were you still in your seat? Like, what happened?
At the front of the class.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the worst position to
be.
Yes,
of course.
Everyone's, like, focusing on
you. I mean, it happens sometimes when people do oral presentations. Like, they get really scared of the crowd and all that. Public speaking is the thing I'm trying to get out.
No, you said oral presentation, and I went, yeah, it'd be quite a presentation. Yeah.
Yeah, of course, especially if you're in front of everyone. How's it go one more time?
Don't do it again. I'm not feeling well now.
It's not our usual show today, because where are we, Brownie? We are out and about, and it's not often we actually get to get out of the studio and head down to Bathurst, the super cheap auto Bathurst 1000. Look up at the sky, Chris. The sun's out. It's a great looking day so far, and it's actually warm for once.
Yeah, good work, Santa Music. Well done. It's a very, very nice day outside here at Mount Panorama. That's where we are live today. We're going to be doing it all morning, so stick around. Hey, coming up very soon, we're going to catch up with the dirt. But earlier this week, Brownie, I headed into Bathurst to ask the local residents some questions. Now, these are all about what annoys them. Now, if you were a Bathurst resident, what do you think that would be? That would have to be the loud cars when you're trying to sleep, right? Not quite, nearly there. It has to do with the people who come to town and what they mispronounce.
Now, you're all from Bathurst, obviously.
And Orange.
And Orange. When you say Bathursts, is it people who come from out of town who say Bathurst instead?
Yes, and it's very annoying.
It is annoying.
Highly annoying.
So what's the correct way? How do you say
Bathurst?
It annoys me. Yeah. It gets to me a bit. Yeah, just...
It's like east instead of Hurst.
Yes, but I don't know.
It's Bathurst.
Bathurst.
It's Bathurst, Bathurst, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. Are you from Bathurst? Are you a Bathurst boy? No?
Yeah, from Newcastle way.
Newcastle. You've been here many times before?
I've only been here 24 years previous.
Oh, okay. People come in from out of town, they say Bathurst, not Bathurst. Which way is it?
Bathurst.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I always mispronounce the Hurst on it.
Do you say Rutherford or Rutherford?
I can't say either.
There you go. So.
Dinner party conversations.
That's right. There are a few topics out there that you should not bring up when you're at dinner with a bunch of friends. Over the weekend, I brought up the topic of boat people, caused a big, massive argument between all of us friends that were all together again, and it was awkward for the rest of the night after that.
Yeah, you made it awkward, didn't
you? I know, and I apologise to everyone involved, but, you know, when you want to talk about something at dinner table, don't ask me for something to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah,
you've out of breath.
You've come to the wrong station if you want to hear Brownie talk.
Hey,
13, 12, 16, I'm sorry. We are asking you, what else don't you talk about at the dinner party? What other topics should That's you not it, bring yeah. up?
Certain topics out there that you should not bring up in front of anyone.
Phil joins us. Phil, what should we not talk about?
Exes.
Yes, that's a big one. Relationships and that.
Why is this? Why don't you talk about them, Phil?
Yeah, you'll always end up in a fight, I reckon.
Yeah, well, is it because, you know, if you're bringing your partner to the table as well, they don't want to know about it?
Yeah, that's your problem.
Phil, you're talking like a man who's been in trouble before for talking about his ex. Is this right?
No.
Let me guess, it happened to a friend of a friend of yours.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Not sus at all. Is Phil your real name, by the way?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Oh, okay, cool.
Excuse me.
All right, Phil, thank you very much for your call, mate.
Right.
All right, well said. Exes, that's definitely one not to bring
and
up.
And it's also the worst as well when you are meeting your partner's friends for the very first time and they go, oh, what happened to old mate? No, that you're with. He was such a great guy.
That's
and then you awkwardly sit there and go,
The thing you don't do is don't do the tally. Who's got the most exes?
Yes. Don't do that. Yes, you've done that before?
No.
No?
No, that's a rookie mistake.
That's a rookie mistake.
Never. Like when they start doing that, get up, go to the toilet.
Walk away.
Just walk away.
No one wants to know how many previous girlfriends you've had.
Once you get into double digits, once you get to the 10 mark, then you're in dangerous territory.
There you go. Well done. I'm going to write that one down, and everyone else out there should write that one down too. No tallies.
Just coincidentally,
many?
What are you sitting at the moment?
3, and they're all failed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it hardly could be 3 and they're all a success.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, true.
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.